Hey everybody, welcome back to NMR. It's your mommy John and your daddy.
Darren Carp.
No,
And
see,
when you
you've
say
done this
mommy, it
before.
really always like
I
gets
know,
me. I think
that's why
it's
I say it.
something about you saying mommy that really bothers me. We've talked
Interesting.
about this before though, how like daddy is always this like sexual, amazing terms. Like everyone wants to be a daddy, but like
Yeah.
no one's like, ooh, mommy. No
No,
one.
you
They
don't hear that.
never
You don't
you
ever hear that.
it's just
Mama,
such a
though,
double
maybe a
standard.
little bit like mama.
Like,
Hey,
ooh, hola
mama.
mama, la
Oh,
spicy
hola, mama.
mama, la
Hola, mama.
mama.
Yeah.
By the way, John, I know this, you can't see this on video. Well, John
No.
can, but other people
But
can.
you
But look at
guys
my
listen.
little vintage Diet Coke lime
With
can.
lime? That
My
sounds
friend got it for
so
me, I think
good.
at Target, and he's like, it's a limited edition, like old school.
Yeah.
Anyway, I
Do
thought
you
you'd
go to
appreciate.
Starbucks? You don't like Starbucks. I forget.
I go
You're a
there. I go
Dunkin'
there.
girly. We had this whole
Well,
thing.
there's an amazing coffee, like I don't know if it's in Cal. I don't know if it's outside of California, but certainly there's a
Okay.
number of them here called Phil's Coffee, and
Okay.
they do like a like an oatmeal cookie blend
Oh,
flavor. No added
that sounds
sugar,
good.
because
Yeah.
you know I don't like the sugar, but they do
Okay.
it through like a cinnamon filter, and that shit is fucking
That sounds
bomb.
really good. I was just
Bomb.
asking about Starbucks because they have these new kind of like varsity cups that have like
I
varsity
saw that.
lettering. I
I
love
saw
them.
that.
I think they're like my favorite cup
Did
design
you
I've
get the
ever seen.
glass bear cup or whatever from
I did.
Starbucks?
I forgot to tell you, my sister got it for me for Christmas. Isn't that so
Did she go
sweet?
to the store or did she like
I
have to
asked
buy
her.
it secondhand?
I don't know where she got it. I asked her and she just kept laughing and told me not to ask. So I was like, no
Who?
questions asked. I got my I'm like, did you mug somebody for this? Are you trying to like say that
Or did
you
she like grossly overpay
Yeah, she
for?
probably did that knowing her, unfortunately. But yeah, you know what? I forgot I have it because it's been up on my like stove and it's obviously glass and I kind of don't see it. So I'm gonna have to make sure I because it's iced coffee season now. You know, it's getting a little bit touch warmer here on the East Coast, finally. My God, this
Well, it's
winter's
daylight
been
savings.
brutal.
This
Oh, that's
it's
right.
day. It's oh, Nadine's calling me. Hold on. Can I
Okay.
just say
Yeah,
hi
yeah,
to
yeah.
her just because she's on a flight? Hold on.
Okay, we had to cut for just a second while Darren took an
Sorry.
important call from her wife. Fiance, how are we?
Sorry.
You
I
guys
know.
aren't wives yet,
I
but it's.
really confused it. I botched it. But eventually, when we do get married, then this will all
Yeah.
be in the past and I can actually say wife. But yeah, Nadine's leaving to go shoot a show for a little bit. And she had to take a later flight because she wasn't going to make the earlier flight, whatever. There was a seat, it was a window. She doesn't like a window. She's just a nervous flyer. Long story short. So she gets to the airport. She just FaceTimed me because she's leaving, and her former cast member is sitting right fucking next to her on the
Who she
flight,
just
and
shot this
who
whole show
wanted the
with.
window and
Yeah.
she wanted the aisle. So it was just like,
Oh
I
my
feel so much
God.
better that Nadine is sitting next to her, but I was just using
Can.
this phrase, Jat Khali. I'm probably getting it wrong for any of the Persians out there, and I apologize. I'm trying to learn Farsi, but there's this
Aww.
beautiful, beautiful term in Farsi called Jat Khali, and it means basically like my heart, the space is empty without you.
Oh, that's so
It's basically another way
sweet.
to say I miss you, but
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
my
yeah.
space is empty without you. So it's even
I
like
love that.
bigger. And I just love that saying so much. I just think it's so beautiful. I just think
Yeah,
it's
it
just
is.
what a mellifluous way to kind of bring what you're feeling in any given moment. So I said Jat Khali, which is really lovely.
I love that. Can you
Yeah.
tell people about the show and the cast member, or is that too specific?
Yes, she was sitting next to. So Nadine did a lovely show called CEO Club. It is out on
Out
Amazon Prime,
now.
right? Came out on February 23rd, all 8 episodes. I was just talking about it on the Today Show. It's actually an amazing show. Nadine did such a good job and has incredible. It's basically like boss women are in the show. And so it's not housewives, it's not cattiness. They're not comparing Ferraris and marriages. It's really about how they're balancing their work life and personal life while running these insane empires. And so it's got Lauren Ridinger, Serena Williams is in it, Dia Kleppo-Hilfiger, Isabella Gruppman, Hannah Bronfman, and Winnie Harlow, who you probably know her best from, A, she was on America's Next Top Model
That's right.
literally 15 years ago, however long ago that was. But she's probably the most famous model with vitiligo,
Yes.
which is like a skin condition where
Yep.
pigmentation is not there. So if you're thinking of a model with vitiligo who's a woman with like
It's
just
her.
incredible looks,
Yeah.
it's her, and she owns this beauty product called K-Skin, this beauty brand called K-Skin. But anyway, they're sitting next to each other,
Isn't
and
that crazy?
I just love that. It just makes me feel so happy. So please check
Yeah.
out the CEO Club. Put it on in the background, even if you don't want to watch it, just so we can get those
Yeah, we
streams.
need the
Would
streams, guys. Come
be
on.
really nice to have that and support my lovely fiance slash
We
wife.
never ask you to do things like that, but today we are going to ask. Just go ahead and hit play and let it play out. How many episodes? Like 20 or something you said?
No, only eight.
Oh, I thought you said 20.
Only
Sorry.
eight. No,
Eight
only eight.
episodes, CEO Club. You know me, I'm a huge Serena Williams fan. When I found out Nadine and Darren were in Serena's orbit in a very severe and close way, it was very hard for me to contain my excitement. I didn't get an invite, or I'm sorry, my invite got lost for the premiere, but you know, that's okay. I was kind of busy. It was crazy
Sweetie, I wasn't
times.
even at the premiere party.
I'm just kidding.
Lord
But
save me.
anyway, I actually love that little saying that you said, J. Tully or whatever.
Jacques
That's a
Tully.
good one.
Yes,
Should we
I know
talk
I'm
about the
mispronouncing
Iran
it.
stuff right now? Because I know that's something that's very
Yeah.
close to your heart, of course.
Let's discuss. So I was actually in Miami for a bachelorette party when obviously the Iran thing has been happening for a while. I've talked about it
Right.
for a little bit, but the Ayatollah being killed along with other IRGC leadership has also been, they were annihilated this last weekend when I was in Miami. So I actually wasn't with my family and in-laws. But listen, like there's so much to discuss here. So much political fucking noise that's coming
Yeah,
through
there
with all of
is.
this that I really cannot stand. Like, the Israel-Palestine stuff that I felt that way about, that we kind of avoided on the show for obvious reasons. A, we're not a
Yeah.
political podcast. And B, it's
Yeah.
just like, do our voices matter in this time? You know, like
In
there's
that
so many
arena.
voices out there. I'm not sure that like two true crime podcasters are like the ones that people should
On
be listening to.
NMR, yeah.
But me personally, I feel very strongly about it. And obviously, you know, people are always talking about the Iran war. Let me just say this without any politics aside, because obviously Trump did it illegally, didn't get Congress's permission, all of that is true. But the Iranian people, especially my family and in-laws, were jumping for joy
Yeah.
that the Ayatollah has been murdered. He is responsible for hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of deaths, especially of women and children. Had women raped, hanged, shot, thrown acid on their faces. You know, we had a show on Bravo called Shaws of Sunset, and now we have the version, the Valley Persian style. And so I know all of them. And Reza especially has been very outspoken. And we've talked, and Nadine knows, MJ, we've talked about all this stuff, but regardless of what you think politically, it was a good thing that the Ayatollah is dead. I will not mourn his death in one fucking ounce. I thought it was embarrassing the way that some newspapers covered his obituary. This was not su a supreme leader of any kind. This was a horrible, horrible religious dictator who was responsible for murdering his citizens and his fellow countrymen. And he was appalling. And I'm glad that he died. And I'm glad that he got murdered, which is such a big statement to make because I don't normally make those statements about
Yeah,
anybody. I mean,
yeah.
even when Osama bin Laden was killed, it was like, it's not like I was singing in the streets, right? It felt like a one for America, but it wasn't like I was singing in the streets. But this Ayatollah watching, and you know, my in-laws are fully Iranian, came from there. We have family in Iran.
Right.
Watching them rejoice, watching these women dance for the first time, take off their hijabs and show their hair. This is what they wanted. This is a good day for them. And I could not be happier for my in-laws, for the Iranian people. I mean, pie in the sky, but what a gift if we could go visit Iran and I could go see
Right.
where my lovely fiance's family, you know, establish their roots, their culture. It's a
Right.
beautiful culture. It's a beautiful language. It's a beautiful people. And so I spent the weekend celebrating with fellow
Good.
Persians because I felt like it was the important thing to do and it was the right decision to make. So, you know, everything is politics. It's like, You can't have, like, people forget that two truths can exist. You know what I mean? Like, my God, like, you can be happy the Ayatollah is dead and everyone's like, so you voted for Trump? And it's like, no, but I don't have to feel happy that the Ayatollah is still fucking alive and
Yeah.
murdering his citizens
Well,
and
and it's different for
just
you, not to interrupt,
crazy.
but it's
Yeah,
very
no,
different for
please.
you and Nadine because you guys have, like, you just very beautifully laid out, like, it does affect you on a personal level. You're not just on a podcast talking about the news of the day. Like you said, this is your family now. Like,
Yeah,
these are
yes.
people that you have vested interest in. And not that that doesn't mean you could never have cared otherwise, but it
It's a
obviously
different kind
touches
of
you in a
care,
different
though.
way now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because like I'm looking at it obviously as an American,
Right.
grateful to have grown up in this country. I love America. I love the United States. I feel very lucky as a gay woman to have been brought up in the United
You're
States.
gay?
Can you believe it?
Oh my
Gross,
God.
right?
Let's,
So
I
gross.
need to take a note.
Can
We're
you
gonna
edit
just
that
put that
out?
down. Yeah.
Yeah, can you
Can
edit it
you
then?
edit that out? Not to interrupt you, sorry,
I
but
feel very fortunate to have been born
yeah.
in on the right side of history with that and in the right culture and in
Sure,
the
yeah.
right place. I'm not sure of too many other places in the world where it would have been as easy. So I
Right.
feel very blessed, but part of my heart is now in Iran and
Right.
it rests with my family. And so I'm talking about it from an American standpoint, but American who is now deeply embedded with the Persian culture
For
and the
sure.
Iranian future. And so, yeah, if you follow me on social media, you're going to be seeing from time to time not only pictures of Snoopy,
Duh.
duh, but a lot of free Iran stuff because I'm really heavily committed into that and I know a lot of Iranians. So I have an interesting, unique perspective on it. But I
You
got to be
do,
honest,
yeah.
when I'm getting DMs from people who are just, they've lost the plot on being happy that the Ayatollah is dead because it's got to be a perfect scenario and it need to have happened this. It's like maybe all of that is true, but I think we can all raise a glass and cheers to the fact that the Ayatollah
Yeah.
has been murdered. And I, for
Well,
one, am doing that as well.
period. I love that. And I don't mean to
Yeah.
keep interrupting you. Sorry about that. But
No.
I was just going to say, just like with any regime change that's ever happened in history, it's never going to be, like you just said, like a perfect scenario for all parties involved. So it touches you differently, and you, of course, can
Right.
feel
Nothing's
you're
perfect in
completely
war.
entitled. Yeah,
Yeah,
for
nothing is
sure.
perfect in war, but being a Jew, being culturally tied to
Right.
Iran, I'm not Iranian, but I'm obviously, my children will be Iranian. Just gives me sort of this different perspective, and
Yeah,
I just
exactly.
my heart goes out to
Yes.
especially the women and children in Iran, but all of the citizens, because the men were killed too. Gay men were
Right.
killed.
Right.
I just think this is such an interesting time, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens. And I hope it's
Yeah.
good for all parties
For
involved.
all, yeah.
That's what I hope.
100%.
So,
Well,
yeah,
give
thanks for giving me
Nadine
that
and
time
her,
just to say
of
that. So,
course, my God. And please give Nadine, and her family my love because
absolutely.
I'm connected in my own sort of way because of you. So
Yeah.
thank you.
Yeah, I was
Speaking.
in Miami for this bachelorette party and they were all like partying, like woo, and I was like, guys, the Ayatollah is dead. And they were like, this is a vibe shift. Like, okay, and like they were like watching things and like in the pool.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm gonna turn on 60 Minutes to
You're
go listen
like,
to Reza Pahlavi. Like, I'm gonna go
that's
do this. And they
right.
were like, Darren's in her own fucking world right
Let
now. We just
Darren
have to allow
live.
it. Yeah, we just have to allow it.
Oh my
So
God.
anyway, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, whose bachelorette party was that? Anybody I know?
No, I don't think or have met
Oh.
her. So I was at a bachelorette party. It was so fun. It was the six girls. We rented an Airbnb in Miami, not in South Beach. And we
Oh,
had like a
okay.
pool. And it was my four college friends. And the person that we were celebrating, Regina, she was my first ever girlfriend. I came out with her in college. So she was
Oh,
my
I didn't
first
know
girlfriend
that.
when I was 19. So we always have had this really, really special bond. I mean,
Oh.
I'm sort of, so many people have been like, you're going to your ex-girlfriend's like bachelorette. I'm like,
We're
well, we broke up
gay.
in 2010. This was 16 years
7,000
ago.
years ago.
Yeah, like I was 19. Gay
Yeah.
marriage wasn't even allowed. And
Yeah.
we have maintained friendship. She's the only ex that I am close with,
Yeah. Okay.
that I have an actual like relationship with, meaning like
Yeah,
we go
yeah,
out to
yeah.
dinner. I know her wife. I'm going to her
Oh,
wedding in
okay.
April. So,
Nice.
Nadine knows her. We've gone on double multiple dates. So like there's, but people are always like, you're going to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, first off, gay people, it's so
Gay
different
people are very
because
different. Like, we don't think of in those same
that's just
ways.
not how we operate. Men
No.
especially too. It's like, yes, are
Yeah.
there some exes that you're never going to talk to again
Yeah,
because it
of
was horrible?
course.
Sure.
Of
But I think for
course.
the most part, and I think straight people have a hard time with this, but I just think like there's so much more to
With all due
relationships than
respect to
just
straight
like,
people listening, by the way.
all due
Yeah.
respect, it just I find this to be like really specific in the gay community that this
Yes.
is kind of happening where it's like quote unquote weirder in the heterosexual community. But like, A, there's not enough gay people to literally like tar and feather
Hate
every
everyone.
person you've ever hooked up with. You will have no friends. There's just not enough of us, even though it seems like everyone's gay. And then
Oh
B,
my God.
I think there's something about like really appreciating, I think because you are the same sex, so there's a little bit more of like an equal playing field in the relationship. And what I mean by that is
Definitely.
like you're not seeing that person just as like a romantic sexual thing. A lot of times it was like friends of friends. You all go out together. You have the same vibe. Like there's so much more about my ex-girlfriends than just like, did we have sex and am I in love with them? I'm like, no, like
Yeah, I
Regina was
know.
funny, you know, and I think from my standpoint, it's really nice because she's the only person that knew me that I dated, what that I wasn't out for. Like she knew me in the transition of basically
I
not
see.
being out
Yep.
to being out. She was the reason I came out to my family, to my brother in college. And, you know, she really showed me that I was gay and like walked me through that. She was the first person I was with intimately of the same sex, like intimately. And
Yeah.
so it just, there's so much history there. I mean, we were talking about stories like from college and we were just all dying laughing at, and she was just like,
Yeah.
it just goes to
It's
show how
it's
like thick our
joyous.
roots are and how we can joke
Yeah.
about this now.
100%.
So
I have
it was
other
nice. It was
I have
nice. Yeah,
romantic
you have,
partners and exes exactly like this. Yes, exactly.
but it
I
is,
think
but yeah, we were in Miami. We had the best
that's
time,
great. I did
even though
that
it rained
too.
the entire time, but it was great.
Oh, that sucks. I also went to Miami for a bachelor party. It was not a gay bachelor party, but
Ew.
I know. I was like, oh, well,
Do you have fun?
it kind of ended up being,
Nope, it ended up a little gay. It
well,
didn't
maybe I
start out
should.
good,
No,
but it
not
ended
like
up.
that. I'll tell you after. No, I shouldn't say things other people's business, but
You absolutely should.
I'll tell
We
you after
encourage
the
that here on
show.
this broadcast.
Yeah, you're
We
right.
encourage that here.
Without getting too deep into it, though, I do think that just, gay people, let's say this, our generation especially, I feel like because we grew up not really seeing examples of romantic love and even like the gender stereotypes that a lot of heterosexual relationships click into, not in a bad way, that's just normal and natural. I think that gay people have been able to write their own rules and establish their own boundaries that aren't necessarily put on you by society. And so as a result of that, we do have different types of relationships in our lives,
Yeah, I certainly think so. And it's such a unique, it's not just like breaking up and that sucks and that's horrible. It's also like you experience the world. You know, I experienced the world with Reg when the world felt so different. And we were kind of like, even though I
I
had the
know what you
support of my
mean.
friends and family, but it was kind of just like us two in it. And we could kind of like in our bubble, like talking about it. And so it just was like such a, it's just such a special relationship to me. And I was, you know, very fortunate to maintain that friendship. And, you know, she's a doctor. So that always helps having a little doctor around that can, she takes my questions of being like, hey, I've got this scar. Am I going to die? What's going on? And she's like, you need to calm the fuck down. It's
You're
good to have these
fine.
friends, yeah, who do this.
Yeah,
But
that's a good point.
it rained in Miami and it was just, we were thwarted at every pass, but we had the best time. We played so many fun games.
Same. That was, yeah. Miami's a
This is
really
what
great
happens when you're
bachelorette.
40. It
Yeah,
is, but
that's
when you're
true too.
40, it's like everyone's like, oh, you're going to 11, the strip club. I'm like, literally, we just played Monopoly Deal for an hour and a half and made ice cream sandwiches. But like, cool. You
That
know, like,
sounds amazing, actually.
We did the thing too, where it's like, so we went out to this, hilariously enough, so we went out to this amazing restaurant that had come recommended. I believe it's Cuban. It's called Cafe La Trova. It was excellent. I highly
Okay,
recommend.
I need to know because every time I go to Miami, I don't have good food. I don't know what I'm
Okay,
doing
well,
wrong, but you can
this
tell
was
me that.
amazing. And, you
Yeah.
know, Cuban food, obviously, down there, like we have great Mexican food in California,
Of
just obviously the
course.
border, but like Cuban food and Haitian food and all this food, like very much so in Miami. And so we went to this restaurant. It was so packed. There was a live band. It was like really, really loud. It was a Friday night. And they sat us right. We might as well have been on stage right next to the band. That when the six 40-year-olds looked at each other, like blasting trumpets in our ears, we couldn't even hear the waiter when he wanted to order. We were like, this is not gonna work. I told them, I was like,
No.
I am about to have a panic attack. Loud
Yeah.
noises makes me feel
Yeah.
claustrophobic.
Same,
So we had
same.
to ask for like a different table. And we all laughed because it's like in our 20s, we would have absolutely have loved to sit there. And now we're like, it can't be loud. And
We need
then
to have a conversation. We're not just here to look at each other.
after dinner, they were like, do you want to go to this place called Dante's Hi-Fi? It's like a vinyl listening room. It's like a lounge with like
Oh,
vinyl
cool.
records that's playing. We were like, yes, that's our vibe. Let's go do it. Hopped in the car, went to this place, $10 cover. And we were laughing. I was like, oh my God, I haven't paid a cover in so long. Like,
Yeah,
but okay,
right.
$10. Like,
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. Our ears were ringing from the restaurant. We go in. It is a fucking club. They were like, it was not like this last time we were here. We go in, six of us, we go in, we paid $60 as a group to walk in. We're standing around, everyone's at the bar. We're like kind of standing by the bar to be like, can we get a drink? But like, it's just not happening.
Yeah.
It was probably 3.5 minutes into it, and all of us looked at each other and we were like,
Should we
you
just
wanna go?
leave?
And we were
Yeah.
like, yeah. So then we just
I
made, we
knew
just
this was
made, we were like,
coming.
we just paid $60 to step into
Listen,
a place, but
not get a
this is
drink
fine.
and then leave. Yeah.
Did not get a drink. None of us were drunk. Like
Oh
it was
my
just so
God.
like, again, thwarted at every pass. But it just goes to show the difference between like a 26-year-old getting married and a 40-year-old getting
Oh,
married. Like
100%.
it is
100%.
different for sure.
But that's still fun. That's so great. I love that.
Yeah.
I really miss one of the things I really miss about being my age, our age, almost my age, is like, there just comes a time, and it's natural, I guess, where like a lot of people, friends don't do group trips anymore unless someone's getting married and stuff. And I just
It's
really
so
miss those.
hard.
It is, it's
And
very hard, but
I think that's one of the reasons we were all like just really happy to be together because
yeah.
so only one of the six of us has kids. And let's see, three of us are engaged. One of them just is in a relationship. Two of them are just in a relationship. And even that, because we all kind of, one came from San Francisco, the rest came from New York, I came from LA. It's so hard getting people together and having to
That's what I
spend the
mean.
money when
Yeah.
you're not. And it's just like, it was so nice that we all really
Like
came together and
committed
could
to it.
talk
Yeah.
about college and all
For
that stuff.
sure.
So it was nice. Yeah.
Well, I love that. That sounds so fun.
Anyway,
Yeah.
yes.
Well, let's get to some quick little tech updates. I love me some tech, and I really want to get your perspective on some things, Darren.
I
You
have some
recent.
complaints, sweetie.
I
I've got
was
some
going to say, you
complaints.
recently, the only reason I'm even bringing this up on the agenda is because you recently went through absolute hell with Apple trying to get your phone in order. How is it, by the way? Everything good?
In terms of what I had a problem with, it's all fixed. The iMessage is all fixed. But I gotta be honest
But
with you, for
now
some
what?
reason, like
Yeah.
the reason I got the new phone was because the battery was just so bad after 2 years. It's just like you're charging your phone 40 times a day, it feels like, right?
Sure,
I
sure.
don't find that the battery is that much better on this at all.
And you
I'm
came
like
from which
finding that
phone?
the new
15?
15. I feel
Okay.
like the new iOS, like it's autocorrecting to weird things or not autocorrecting enough. Every
Don't
time
know,
it's
honey.
like one step forward, two steps back, sweetheart.
Damn. I don't know. You're gonna have to take a trip up to San Francisco and talk to Tim Cook as soon as you
Well,
can.
why aren't you fixing it?
I don't know. Like, let me know what I can
That's
do.
what I want to
But
know.
listen, there's a new there, Apple had some updates this week. I just wanted to mention just some, chip updates in their phones,
Oh, I
MacBooks, and things.
see it. The Tahoe. Is that what it's called? Tahoe?
That's the operating system that's on MacBooks.
Okay,
Yes. Okay. But there is a new MacBook that just got announced. It's called the MacBook Neo. It's, if you go to
What is this
apple.com,
in
you
the
can see it.
Matrix?
And
Okay.
I know, and it's a $599 MacBook, so it's super cheap. It's really targeted for probably like younger people and students, but it's the first time they've done like colorful MacBooks and it's
Let me look this up.
extremely affordable. It's not probably a computer you and I would ever really imagine. I would imagine us using, but
Ooh, I love the colors, though. I
the
miss the
colors
like
are pretty.
computers from school with like the
Yeah, the
teal
iMacs. Those are
Mac,
the
the
iMacs.
iMacs. I miss that.
And then they had the PowerBooks were the like laptop versions of those.
Yes.
So yeah, this is the first time since those computers that they've had colorful laptops like this. But yeah, so they
Crazy.
announced those today. I know you, I don't think you should get one. It sounds like you have an iCloud fiasco unfolding
Sweetie,
on
I'm
your
done.
end.
I'm done. I'm done with
Now, let me
this.
ask you this. Another thing that's happening, I got the Switch 2 in July. You know, I'm a big Switch fan. I love video games. I'm not good at most of them, but there's a new Pokemon game coming out called Pokemon Pokopia. I know you love Pokemon.
Obsessed with it.
You're really good with them. And of course, why don't you tell
Yeah.
everyone, because I know you know, what is the premise of Pokopia, if you had to sort
It's
of
guys, okay,
generalize?
for those that don't know, Pokopia is Pokemon living in a utopia. Okay. So it's like the get it? It's like Pokopia. It's like a
Got it.
portmanteau of those words.
Sure.
And the user, you still have to catch them all. Of course you have to catch them all. That's the theme of Pokemon, is like catching them all. But you're in a utopia now. So there's like free drinks and
Oh, free drinks for the Pokemon.
poolside, and there's snacks unlimited. Basically, it's like living in a luxury resort, but you're catching the Pokemon in this luxury resort.
And of
Thank you.
course, in the luggage,
That's
it's like the
it.
White Lotus, but for Pokemon.
Exactly. Without the death,
Without the
except of the Pokemon,
death.
because you're catching the Pokemon.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And of course, you do play as a certain character from the famous book, and which is, of course,
Sure, you play. You
which
play. You
is, of course.
play. Of course, you play as the character. Of course, you
Of
play
course.
as
Sure. Yeah. You play as.
Patronius. That's one
Oh,
character,
no.
and then you try to catch the other, you know, Karaji poofs. You know, like
Excuse me,
those,
I'm sorry. What did you just say? Karaji
and the
poofs?
Gilgamesh jellyfish.
And you and you would also play as Mirage-Achard, right? You know that Pokemon?
A
Mirage-Achard?
Charizardria. That's
Right.
right.
That's not
Right.
real.
Right.
So,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
All right.
how was I close, or
You know, you were kind
scale
of
of 1 to 10,
close.
10 being
I would give you
pinpointed it, nailed it.
Well, they're certainly not at a luxury resort. I'll tell you that at the top, off right
Okay.
off the top.
Well, that's their loss. It's
It
their
is
loss.
somewhat like in a utopia, though. I didn't quite think of the portmanteau there, but I would give you about a 3 out of 10 in terms of
Oh,
accuracy.
that's better than I thought I was even going to get. I thought it was
Well,
in a
that's and
negative
that's
column.
generous. Yeah, and that's
Yeah.
generous, I hate to say.
So Pacopia is.
So Pacopia is actually a new Pokemon game that's coming out tonight, actually, as we record this on the Switch 2, and it's kind of like an animal. Do you know Animal Crossing on
I've
Nintendo
heard of it,
Switch?
yeah.
You kind of build on Animal Crossing, you build your own island and you can put things on it, and you kind of maintain an island. You can visit your friends'
Kind of like
islands. It's a
SimCity-ish, but
thing,
I
it's
think a little.
ish,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
This is kind of like a Pokemon version of that, and it also kind of wraps in
Okay.
Minecraft.
But the utopia world is wasn't that far off. I mean, it's not a utopia, but it's
No.
kind of like it's in this world of.
True, but you did say Karaji Poofs,
Yeah, I saw something.
which
Something
you
like that.
did,
I don't even
yeah,
know what
which
that is.
I don't know what you said exactly. That's kind of the scary part.
And what
So
character do you play?
you play as Ditto, actually, which is a real Pokemon. You said sure when I suggested
Okay,
that.
yeah. Well, I
So
did. Well, that. So I wasn't far off
I
from that.
and of course you play as this one character and your
And
response
you
was
say,
sure. Yeah.
sure. And everyone plays as Ditto?
Yes, you play as Ditto that turns into a person. So Ditto in the Pokemon
Of
game is a
course.
transforming Pokemon that can transform into existing Pokemon, but in this game it turns into a person that you can play with throughout the game.
You've lost me.
It's getting the best reviews of any video game in 2026, which is actually shocking. Usually Pokemon games don't get that. So It's a fun time if you're a Switch fan and you're
Well,
playing
God bless.
Poképia. Let me know if you're listening and playing. I know a couple of listeners. I'll comment on Switch news on Instagram from time to time, and the listeners will go in and be like, "Oh my God, you play this game? Like, you have to add me right away." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't know I was being
God
watched."
bless people. God
Yeah.
bless. I love all of you equally and also differently.
And differently for sure. Well, listen, let's.
All my Charizards out there. Let me get a wood wood.
Oh my God.
Let me get a
All my
wood
Karaji poofs, whatever that means.
My, yeah.
All right, let's move on. We have been updating you guys about Savannah Guthrie's mom, Nancy. Darren, do
Yeah,
you
this
want to give us
is.
the latest
I
here?
just figure like we should finish this NMR. There's a lot going on in the world in the news, and obviously, like it's been a month.
Wow,
Never a good
has it?
sign for
Yeah.
any. Never a good sign for a case. Obviously, the longer it takes, the worse it usually is in terms of finding people. You know, they say you got 24
Unfortunately.
hours, essentially, unfortunately. Although recently, from Liz Kreutz, who's been reporting a lot on this for NBC News as well as Peacock, the sheriff is still. For whatever this means, you know, like you never know the politics of what they're kind of letting the public in on. But for
Yeah.
whatever reason, he does think he still has hope that she's alive. So there's some good news in that. Perhaps there's evidence that he's not presenting to us.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're going to test the genealogy and the DNA. Like I think we talked about this last week. So we'll see, you know, depending on how far back the lineage of the person goes, it could take. Minutes, hours, days, months to kind of figure this out, but I'm hoping we have an answer. And you know, Savannah's been showing videos of her going to the memorial with the orange with the yellow flowers, and you know,
Yeah.
people. I think she hears people's prayers and
Prayers and
what they're
thoughts
going through and their thoughts. And you know, I think she might come back to the Today Show. I don't know. You know, obviously, I just went to the Today Show the other day, and you
Yeah,
know, you
what's the
kind of have to.
vibe?
I mean, the vibe is all for like, hey, we all have a job to do. We can't
Right,
just
right.
report on this. There's a lot going on in the news. There's a lot of things that
Yeah,
need to
right.
happen, but it's weighing heavy on our minds, and it's a top of mind and in top of everything that we're doing and discussing. And I feel like it makes people appreciate their life more and their family more. I feel like I hugged my mom closer, my dad
For
closer,
sure, yeah.
just with all of this. But unfortunately, there's not really an update, as I'm sure you guys are aware of, because once there is, there will certainly be on the news. But we just wanted to kind of, until there's another update, we probably
Yeah.
won't continue discussing it. But we just kind of wanted again to extend our love and affection for Savannah and her family. And we hope
Yeah.
that everything is going to be okay, no matter
Yeah,
what
for
that
sure.
result is. I just hope that they get closure in whatever capacity that is. Obviously, I hope she's alive. I hope she comes back happy and healthy. But yeah, just be mindful of the sources that you're reading from
Yeah.
and the influencers who are there kind of doing it. I think there's some nefarious people kind of involved. And so yeah, just be mindful of that. I would trust Liz
Yeah.
Kreutz, NBC
Yeah,
News. She
let's
seems
correct.
like a very good resource.
Yeah, I did see. I don't know if this was since we last recorded or not, but they did up the reward amount to $1 million if there's any
Yes.
Connection to
And then
discovering.
that then they said, you know, you can submit anonymously. I think sort of the mindset there is like $1 million is probably enough to maybe hopefully incentivize someone who otherwise would have
Yeah.
remained silent. And then the other half of that is like, would they be found guilty or something? You know, can
I
you submit a
know,
tip
right?
and saying if she's at this house or in this forest and
Right.
here and you know, can you trace it back? And so I don't know how these types of tip things work or how
Yeah, I
rewards
don't
or
either.
ransoms or any of it work. It's way above our pay grade, but obviously, like they're going to stop at nothing to get the mom back. And someone, I think Savannah's absolutely right. Someone out there knows something.
Oh, yeah, for
Someone knows
sure.
something.
And if.
So outside of the kidnapper, someone knows something. So I hope that whoever that is, there's something in them that wants to do the right thing. And I just hope they bring her home and they do the right thing.
And if by any chance any of you guys listening are in the Arizona area or elsewhere and happen to know, I'm going to put the information in the show notes. And you never know, Darren. I mean, this is what a lot of cases have been solved because of podcasting and YouTube videos. So you just never
Hundred
know.
percent,
Let's
hundred
increase the
percent.
odds, you know? So I'll put the information in our show notes and you can look there if you have any relevant information in that case.
Absolutely. We're thinking of her and her family. But we just wanted to end on that because I just feel like it's important to say, especially because with the NBC family and just everything going on. But
So true.
yeah, we'll update if we have more updates. I feel like the next update is gonna be the bigger one because there's really not much further to say
Yeah, what
after a
else
month.
can they
So if there
do?
is another update, then hopefully it'll be good news. But
Let's hope so. All right,
yeah.
guys. Well, this was a long one this week, but we are so excited to be delivering you guys
Are you going to be
special
able to
episodes.
record a full episode or are you going to be in Pocopia?
I'm going to be in Pocopia,
Okay, cool.
building my Pokemon
So,
universe,
guys, I'm
but you
looking for a
can
new
join.
podcast partner. If you guys are out there and you want to join, my podcast partner is MIA in Pocopia right now, being a Charizardarita. And so he's like doing his
Charizard.
own thing. He's doing his own
That
thing.
sounds, imagine a margarita that's like Charizard themed. That could be fun.
Charizardarita. How about a
Charizardarita.
Pokemon cafe and you can have Pokeballs?
Well, I think that exists.
And the people
That
that
definitely
serve
exists.
them are
Pokemon.
Pokemon. So it's in Jamaica. So it's like, oh, here's some
Okay,
Pokemon.
I'm gonna go ahead and stop this before we get canceled. Guys, it's been real.
I
Darren,
tried.
just go ahead and turn your
Just
mic off. We'll
stop.
see you guys next
KK.
time. Bye bye.
Bye.